Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. You know, it's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. What are you going to get that friend or friends? Whether it's for a regular friend or a friend that you're in their pants, you can make this season a jolly one with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products, and you're going to have all the people thinking, "All I want for Christmas is you, big boy. Santa cares about a sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty." It's all by going to manscaped.com and using my promo code Bubba. That includes free shipping and 20% off. Smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. How about the Crop Preserver? It's a ball deodorant. Or the Crop Reviver, which is a ball toner. They can solve your stank problems all day long. And once they touch your sack, you never go back, buddy. Get 20% off and free shipping using Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Manscaped. Get your jingle balls ready for the holiday. Days.
Oh yeah, Lemmy. Hey, we'd have morning. To in order to ride on your back, Lemmy. We're gonna have to shave your back.
Speak of the devil, you mentioned him.
Hootie who?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Hootie who?
Oh, he sounds
kind of sober.
I was just getting ready to say, honey.
Not interested in this.
Hold on, Zach. I just went through it. The Samoan, the world's smallest Samoan. He just sent us $20, but I forgot how to say his last name. I just did a whole segment on it. Lemmy, help me.
That's Tua. Fetch
it's not Fetch Tua.
It's Fetch Tuau.
No.
No, it's not. There's no Fetch. It's not Fetch.
It's not Fetch Tuau. It's
Fetch Tuau.
No.
Fletch Tuau.
On over to you.
Can you spell it again?
No. No.
See?
Fetua.
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 That's what I said the whole time before. Fetua.
You said Fetch Tuau.
No, no. I'm talking about before that I was corrected.
Shut up. Oh, you'll get on. You'll get on wiffle ball, bat you with the hard one right now in the head, and you're going to have concussion protocol like Tua, you buffoon. Oh, hello, Hooey. Hootie, how are you?
Hooey. Now he's Samoan, too.
Bradley, $10 cash PayPal.
Now I'm picking up blind Troy disease where I can't talk.
$15 cash PayPal, Bradley.
Blitch, you've got to try the chicken crusted Parmesan next time.
Chicken crusted Parmesan?
Yeah. Hootie,
that sounds delicious.
What do you got?
Not Parmesan crusted chicken?
What do you got for me, Hootie? You back with your wife?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Living
convincing.
Inside the house?
Yeah, we barely made it through last week.
Oh, Christ.
But I wanted to mention that I'm on day four without a zero drop of alcohol or anything.
Pills?
So, nothing. No pills, no weed, no alcohol.
Butch wants to know what you're doing those overflow pills.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I take that back. I'm on pills. But they're pills to make me not drink alcohol. So, I guess I was technically still on pills.
Well, you're on.
Hey, you know what, man? For real, good for you.
Jordan Brock, 40.
Thank you.
And James Hurd, 10. Yes, sir. Just some Yellowstoners keeping the show on. So, Hootie, I feel as if that maybe your wife put you up to this phone call. Like, this might have been one of the conditions of your sobriety is you have to call in and make that announcement.
No, she doesn't even know, and I hope she doesn't hear the show, because I actually had an appointment with Regina yesterday, and I ended up canceling it on Monday.
Who's Regina?
It got down
Regina.
To the point where...
Regina Hunter?
Hold on.
Plot twist?
Jesus.
Hootie,
you make things worse every time.
I know.
How are you sober?
Hootie.
You're dumber when you're sober.
Hootie.
Go back to drinking, you idiot.
Hootie, when you're going to meet with a divorce attorney, and it's that bad, you don't, and then you don't meet with her because you pulled the nose up on the relationship. You don't publicly say.
You don't tell your show.
That you don't
tell. Yeah,
this
will never get back to her. It's not like anyone's listening.
And no, it's not going to be a segment.
I mean, hold on. And
it's going to be a standalone.
And it's going to be a short YouTube short
and Hootie, I mean, Rhett's whittling it up right now.
Watermark and Willie.
Hootie pulls a nose up on his relation just after meeting with Regina Hunter.
No, I didn't meet with her. I ended up canceling. I called.
Yeah, but you thought about it.
But you don't tell us.
Hold on, you don't even. But Hootie, you're so
stupid.
You don't even say that on the air. Now your wife knows that you were marching your ass down to a divorce attorney.
You had it scheduled.
Well, tell Red not to make a goddamn YouTube video out of it.
Too late.
Or how about you just not telling us that?
How about you stop being so goddamn dumb?
You literally just said you don't want your wife to hear that you're stopped drinking.
Hold on, Lummy. Can you imagine how much heat you would get right now? You're the only married guy here. And now, hold on, listen to me. You and Ashley are going through a kind of let's say a year from now, you and Ashley are going through a tough time. You get back to drinking. It's just really bad, okay?
Yeah. Gambling all the time. Oh, wait,
you're gambling all the time. Just all the things. And it's all, by the way, it's all you. It's not her because that's the way this Hootie situation is. It's
God.
All you.
Yep.
And so, but you guys have a great weekend and you stop drinking and you stop gambling. And But you did have
an appointment. She let you stay in the house.
But you did have an appointment with Georgina. Like on Tuesday, but over the weekend, you and Ashley got together and be like, listen, we're going to try to work this out. I love you. We got a kid together. It looks like you're making some progress. The last thing in the world I want to do is not be with. Just please. I love you so much. Please try harder. So you don't get on your favorite radio show then.
I don't come in here and be like, hey, Bubba, you know, I just want to let you know I've stopped drinking. And I had an appointment to go to see Regina.
And, oh, no, hold on.
Oh, but I didn't go.
But I didn't go, though. So. Yeah,
but I thought about it. It was scheduled in the books.
Me and my wife, we're doing so good right now. But, you know, just a couple days ago, I was supposed to meet with Regina. Hootie, you're done. You're done.
No, don't say
you're
that.
Done.
No,
you're
what
done.
What's the point of the call? The point of the call is to say, I'm sober and we're doing good. And no, don't like, no. See, what happened was last week, I had a couple moments where I tied one on. I had to take some fuel down south to my friends.
Yeah, we already know that story. We already know that story. We know it.
And all that.
That wasn't last week. That was a month ago. You're so goddamn drunk, you don't even know.
And I knew by Monday when I start taking this, because once I started on the pills, it makes you sick if you drink alcohol. It makes you feel like literally you're going to die.
The anti-alcoholic pills.
I
need poison to not drink poison.
Right, exactly. So hold on. You knew you're getting on the anti-alcoholic pills on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So you get on them, and you've been a perfect
angel. I got drunk Sunday.
All right. Well, because you figured it's the last time you can get drunk.
You had a party.
Yeah.
All right. And then what?
Well, see, last week I told her we were getting a divorce because she was painting me into a corner where she wouldn't, you know, like I told her, listen, I do the medicine, you know, but I want to go to marriage counseling. Well, she didn't want to do that. And I said, well, if you're going to make me quit drinking, do all this. And then finally, she just wouldn't accept nothing and just kept arguing.
I called my friends
and said, I'm getting a divorce.
Hootie, when a woman's not going to take too kindly to asking her to go to therapy when she's not doing in her mind anything wrong. And
usually
you're just,
the other way around, though.
And you're just a huge alcoholic with a pill problem.
Yeah, but she has her own issues.
Let's see if it tells us. Like what?
Well, she gets, you know, she has these bad days where she comes home, you know, with her hair on fire, about mad about it, you know, stupid little stuff.
But what does she do that's wrong? She can be mad as well as she wants. She doesn't do anything about it.
Well, you don't just get to be a bitch and, you know, for no reason. Like, you got, I mean, like, you know,
We don't know, buddy. What, she come and start throwing vases? Does she come and, like, you know, try to light the house on fire? Does she beat you? Does she just come and, you know,
cut? Because sometimes I'll yell at the kids, and, you know, because they drive you crazy, you know, and they start fighting. She yells at the kids, and I was just like, well, you yell at the kids too. And she goes, well, I was having a bad day. Well, when I yell at the kids, she says it's because I'm drinking. But when she yells at the kids, it's because You're right. I probably shouldn't have called because it was going to be. So she just says it's a bad day.
Hold on. So now you're saying things are great because you're on the anti-alcoholic pills. You've been sober for 4 days. You wanted to call the show up and be so excited about your soberness. But in calling the show, you accidentally told us that you actually had a meeting scheduled with Regina, but you canceled because you and your wife are doing better now. But you probably shouldn't have said that because you know it's going to get back to her.
And now she's going to go to Regina, and then it all the joke will be on you.
I was just going to say the same thing.
She's open.
And since you didn't
better reschedule, buddy.
And since you didn't actually meet with Regina, then you didn't lock her up. So your wife's going to go ahead and flank you. She's going to have a consultation with Regina at the first available appointment, and you then now can't retain Regina, and she's going to divorce your ass, and you're going to get sent to the cleaners, my friend.
Yep. She's going to take everything.
Idiot.
Yep.
Absolute
idiot. Because it got so bad that I went and stayed at a hotel, like the town suite place or whatever in Plant City last Wednesday. And
did you have any cricks over?
No cricks.
I mean, you guys were technically on a break, so.
Technically on a break.
No cricks. We're still married. I've never cheated on her, so.
Okay.
But
how about a massage parlor?
There were some smooth-ass brothers from North Carolina that are insurance adjusters down here doing storm damage. And so we just hung out around the fire at the town place suites. And, I had some beers with them. And then, but the next morning I was still mad. And so that's when I made the appointment with Regina. And I told my parents we're getting a divorce. And then my mom called and said, hey, I heard you're getting a divorce. And so then she got upset and said, I didn't think we'd get a divorce. And I said, well, you're not leaving me a choice. And so I called Regina, made the appointment. And because I was still mad. But then we patched it up and we had a good weekend. And so everything's about to good. Now I'm 4 days sober. I just thought that was a good thing. So now I don't have to.
But hold on. She didn't know that you were having a consultation with Regina. She didn't know that, did she?
No.
She does now.
She does now, and that's going to accelerate.
What are you going to text her?
Someone's going to tell her, please.
No, I mean, Red's making the hootie call in a YouTube one-off right now.
Come on, Red.
Bigger than the Venmo Dion video.
Well, what I need to Venmo you, Rhett.
Rhett says, man, I got my views and my clicks up right now, bitch. I know when I got good programming, and Rhett's in there whittling away right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Rhett says Rhett says he's up 42% month to month.
Well,
bitch. He wants
Rhett says
he wants his employee bonus, and how the harder he works and the more money YouTube makes, the more money they get.
I just want to tell Mrs. Hootie how much I love her. And
I think you should say the following, okay? Hi, what's your wife's first name? Just her first name.
Stacy.
I just wanted to let you know that I met with Regina, but it was when I was drinking with
I did not meet her.
I see what you're saying.
I was scheduled to meet with Regina after I was partying with some cool ass African American insurance adjusters at the extended stay, and then I called Regina, made an appointment because I thought we were doomed, but now we're back on track. I love you so very much, and I did not go to that consultation, and I want to be your husband for the rest of my life. I love you, Stacy. Do you think you could put all that together right now?
I think so.
All right. Now you got to make sure you include the extended stay, getting drunk with the fine African-American auto adjuster.
We were having a rough patch. I thought you were going to divorce me.
Let's see. Hold on. Hootie. Pleads for Stacy's unconditional love. Take one and action.
Hey, baby. Just wanted to tell you first how much I love you.
What did you do now?
No, horrible.
What?
Her name's not baby. Her name's Stacy.
Well, I call her baby. Okay. All right. Take two.
Take two.
Hey, Stacy.
Yes.
After last week, when I stayed, I remember I left because,
Do you remember?
Yes.
By the way, honest playing the role. Hold on. Let's go ahead and cut this and then make sure to add. We're adding a new twist to it now where Anna is going to try to be as fair as she can. I'll try my best. Don't be a bitchy wife. Try to be an understanding wife.
Has been
through hell, has a couple kids with this buffoon. Okay. And really, just wants to stay together, but is thoroughly disgusted.
Right.
And he just lied to
just
you.
Just on the thread of completely losing
right,
it.
Right, and he always lies to you. You've caught him in a million lies, and he's
right,
got a
right,
drink.
Right.
I don't lie. I don't lie to you. Right?
All right, take three. Yeah. Take three, Anna playing a very level-headed Stacey.
I'm going to be defeated, Stacey.
Yeah, just a very level-headed, defeated, you know, kind of.
Yes.
And take three, action.
Stacey.
Yes.
It's Jared. I'm going to go with the other name.
Okay.
It's me.
Yes, I know.
I just
honey.
Wanted to tell you one, how much I love you.
Oh,
after
God.
Last week, after I left, well, you remember when we were arguing?
I do.
And I decided
honey.
To just, you know, stay at the hotel so that we could just kind of, you know,
yes.
So, you know, not argue in front of the kids.
I couldn't
bear head,
one moment longer.
And all that. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the next morning, I was still upset.
Oh, God.
And so, I had made an appointment with Regina, which you've met at the bar several times.
The divorce attorney?
I didn't, you know, it looked like things, and that's after I'd already told my parents we were getting a divorce.
Oh.
But, so I did, I had made an appointment.
So, do you want to get a divorce? We had such a great weekend together.
Well, that was before we kind of cleared things up. But we did have a great weekend, even though I messed up and I got drunk Sunday. Since Monday, as you know, I haven't had a drop of alcohol, been taking my medication.
I love you.
I never want to get a divorce, ever. And I want to stay
Except
with
you. Except you did last Tuesday.
What?
No, it's okay. Continue, honey.
And so, you know, I love you more than anything in, you know, in the world and the girls. So
more than Bud Light? You
know, yeah, I'm never drinking Bud Light again. So I'm staying clean because I love you and I want to stay together forever. So.
Okay.
Can you make sure you include that part, Rhett, please?
Hey.
Who's Rhett?
He already knows that Rhett's going to make this. The Hootie apologizes to his wife for meeting with a divorce attorney segment.
Yeah, Jesus.
And Hootie, that's how we're going to label it. Hootie pleads to his wife to forgive him for meeting with a divorce attorney. 4 days
I didn't
sober.
Meet with the divorce attorney.
Did you tell her Bubba Army for that discount?
It's click.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My friend.
Isn't there a discount with Regina if you tell her Bubba Army?
Did you tell Regina Bubba Army because I get you 100 off?
Yeah, I said I'm friends with her through the show kind of, and it was still going to be $200. I don't know if that was the whole discount or just a little discount. I don't know. But
you're supposed to call that front desk lady back and said, I heard on the Bubba show that it was only $100 to meet with you if I mentioned Bubba Army.
I can't remember. She said it was $250, but then $100 off, so that would have been $150. But at the time, I wasn't really, you know, I was going to, you know.
At the time, you just wanted to get rid of the bitch, right?
Well, yeah, but I do not now, or ever. And so I'm just so glad that we were able to patch things up. And
by the way, chat just said Stacy used the Bubba promo code for her appointment.
What's the over under on Hootie drinking again? By when? When do you guys think he'll start drinking again?
After he gets off this call.
After, I mean, I think Halloween.
You know,
I was gonna say Halloween.
Some Halloween party.
Yeah, like that weekend before Halloween.
Like maybe this weekend. People are starting to have Halloween parties this weekend.
I got 60 days worth of pills, and I'm taking them every day. So
now, if you take some of these pills, these anti-alcohol, doesn't it make you sick?
That's the point.
Like if you take these pills, and then if you drink alcohol, it makes you throw up and poop your pants and stuff.
He didn't mention pooping pants. He did say nausea, vomiting, chest pains, sweats.
Maybe you should take. Hey, Hootie. Maybe next week we should have you come in and Lummy, you could be his handler.
He could be on the sports show.
And you take the pills, you know, like when you're driving in, and then we like start doing shots. We start doing shots.
Yeah. Regina's coming in on the 27th on Thursday.
Yeah, you can on Thursday you could be doing shots and have your consultation with Gina live on the air.
Throwing up.
Well, then I do need to have the consultation right then at that point because I told my wife I'm not drinking anymore for the foreseeable future.
No, I'm going to be honest with you, Hootie.
I couldn't see that far into the future,
Hootie. Did you make sweet love to her this weekend? Is that what got her back? Did you lay the wood?
The night that she came in upset and said, "I heard your mom told me that you wanted to get a divorce," we talked for about an hour in bed, and then reconciled.
It's called make love.
We made sweet love and made up.
And how long was
then
that?
Then I did good for 2 days, and then I got
How about your mom being a full blown snitch?
Well, she's not a snitch. She wants us to stay together. She was just trying to say, "Hey, I'm worried about you guys.
Your mom marched right to your wife and like you know blew you in, kid.
Yeah, but it worked.
Well, it kind of helped though, because once she found out that I was saying, "Let's, I'm fine. We'll get a divorce."
Now she's changed her tune a little bit.
It kind of reversed the heat a little bit.
I kind of like that. And hey, can I tell you another? Now I don't want to be disrespectful to Stacy because if she did divorce you, I would try to have sex with her. I'm just going to be honest. Can I get your pre-permission? Because Blitz, I don't want to break man code.
Yeah,
so
never.
Here's the deal. I want to get your pre-permission. I want to get your pre. Your pre
permission
to say if Stacy and I would get divorced, Bubba could blast Stacy if she wanted to.
If I got divorced, if we get divorced and I die in a car crash.
No, don't put the die in
then
a car crash.
Then that would be okay.
Just a straight divorce. She's single now and I get to go over there and get a little blasting in.
Well, blasty blast.
That's fair.
That's super fair.
And you're no longer with her.
Anymore.
And we've had this conversation. Now, if we hadn't had this conversation, it wouldn't be so cool for me to be
doing it. Just be behind your back at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be transparent about it.
Yeah, it's going to be in front of your face.
Yeah, well, again, you know, if we're divorced and, it's kind of the ball's in her court. And if you guys should happen to cross paths and...
Do you want to invite her to BARP if they get a divorce?
Not much I can do about it.
Now, Hootie, what about this? What about if you guys break up before BARP, I rescind your invitation and give your ring to her?
Oh, God.
We're not breaking up before BARP. I'm thinking positive these days. I'm not, I'm breaking up before BARP.
So would you come in and do these alcoholic pills challenge? Do the alcohol pills work challenge?
Can we... No, not anytime soon. Nah.
Like, what's that medicine called? I know Scott Hall was on it you really got to be an extreme alcoholic for them to put you on these pills. What are your pills called?
Well, one of them is for.
I know what one of them. I just need to know the name so Blitz can look them up.
One of them is for withdrawals because when you get if you just try to quit cold turkey, you'll get bit real bad withdrawals, vomiting, same thing, sweats, all that.
I know,
One's called Librium.
Librium. Okay.
The other one that is to cut cravings is called Naltrexone.
Yeah, Naltrexone.
Naltrexone.
Now, Blitz, what are the side effects of Naltrexone? I mean, like,
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Naltrexone. And what's the other one?
Yeah, it looks like Naltrexone has vomiting, nausea, headache.
Can you die from it? Can you die from it?
I mean, you can, but no, not really.
Like if you took some Naltrexone and you started drinking a little bit, but then you stopped drinking just enough to get sick, you know.
You might have trouble breathing, dizziness.
Well, that's...
Yeah, the Naltrexone is for the... To cut the cravings so you don't crave alcohol as much, but it does make you a little dizzy.
Which one makes you sick?
It didn't make me dizzy. I don't know.
You roll around dizzy, my friend, so a dizzy drug just kind of maybe evens you out, my friend.
I think that's what it's supposed to do.
Now, do you have there's another one?
Yeah, the one that makes you sick if you do drink is called Disulfiram.
Disulfiram.
Yeah, and supposedly this is the one if you start drinking, it's going to make you really feel like crap, like you're about to die.
Blitz, I need to get one of those for food. Like, you know, I take one of these food pills, and if I start eating too much, like they have these food pills, Blitz, where they dial it into, like, how many it kicks in at certain amount of calories, right? So, like, they'd be like, you need to give Mr. Klim the 2,000 food pill because I'll still lose weight and I could eat 2,000 calories. And then after, like, a 2,100, I start getting sick and food doesn't taste so good to me anymore. Man, we'd be zillionaires if you could come up with that pill.
They probably got something like that. There's a whole bunch of fat pills.
Hootie, are you insinuating that I need fat pills? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying. There's probably some kind of pills for that. What's that?
If you drink with antabuse, which is disulfiram, you can have respiratory depression, cardiovascular collapse, abnormal health or heart rhythms, heart attack.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Congestive heart failure, unconsciousness, convulsions, and death.
Yeah, we're not doing any of that, Hootie. You go ahead and just... Keep on your anti-drinking pills. We're not going to do the anti-drinking pill challenge with you, my friend.
Yeah.
Hootie,
like, basically said you can kill yourself. I said, okay.
Can I ask you one favor?
Yeah.
Could I have Stacy call in one day?
Well, think about it. Can you not, like, can you make the title of this call in that they have... Hootie was going to divorce his wife, not like bury me on the
maybe the title saying, you know, Hootie.
Yeah, what would you like it to be titled?
Oh, yeah, if we could say, Hootie, bottom line is you can title this segment. What would you want it to be?
Hootie saves marriage and really loves his wife or something. I don't know. Put it over.
I would say, I'd even further insulate it by saying Hootie calls in and is on his road to recovery. Hootie's road to recovery. How about that? Keep the marriage high spot completely. She'll never click on that.
Or a random drunk man calls in and ruins his marriage.
Yeah.
She's not going to click on that.
Random pill-popping drunk man calls in and ruins his marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Let's leave that.
But Hootie, here's the deal. If I got Stacy on the phone, I would do a job so clean in the middle for you. I would be like, Stacy, I've been talking to Hootie. Of course, I'd use your real name. You know what I'm saying? Make it like it's real important. And I'd be like, he's really, 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 you know, upset about how much he disappointed you and the girls, and he's really trying hard to get his act together, and he's on that medicine, and he loves you so very much, and he just wants nothing but great things for you.
Already said all that, and she's already very, very proud of me.
Yeah, but coming from you is one thing. Coming from me, man, that really resonates.
No, she's saying she's proud. If it's coming from you, she's going to be like, oh, you're making it all about the show again. And I would say,
listen, and I know you might think that this is all about the show again, but more importantly, this is about Hootie publicly taking responsibility for his problems and publicly disclaiming how much he loves you. How about that?
Can we give it a few weeks? Like,
yeah.
Give it like a month, And then we'll do a follow-up.
Maybe like right before Thanksgiving, right before she's in there working in the kitchen, you know, and you got your little sweater on and she's got her little apron on and you're helping her bake cookies. You're probably out on the porch drinking, taking pills and not helping her one bit.
If we can do like a 1 month follow-up, that's about the same time I got to go see the doctor. I got to follow up with
like
him.
How about like November 20th, you know, ish, November 20, 21, something in that era. We do a little follow-up and we try to stage it so that I can talk to Stacy too.
As long as you put it over and say that you're proud and happy and all that.
I mean, Hootie, at the end of the day, man, you know I got your back, brother. I'm gonna do a job clean, right in the middle, buddy.
All right, that's a deal.
All right, buddy. Hey, good talking to you.
I like how his pills run out right before Christmas and Barp.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I'm looking forward to Barb. I gotta get my 2400 into the. Do you need another trailer built or fixed or anything?
I also think that Lummy, he's the only five ringer that's not in the Hall of Fame.
He sure is.
Man, Hootie, we almost got to put you in the Hall of Fame next year. You'll be at that point a six ringer.
I'll hold my breath on that one.
How about this? I'm going to cut you a deal. You want to take my bet or not? Well, I'm going to tell you, if you feel really good about you and your wife staying together, you'd take this bet. If there's a little bit of iffiness, you wouldn't take this bet. So I can't tell you what the bet is, but it's just based on how well you think you and your wife are doing. Because I think
we're doing great.
All right. Here's the bet. If you and Stacy are still married by September 15th of next year, because that's about when we got to start like dialing in, you know, the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I will induct you into the Hall of Fame. You get inducted if you're still, you know, happily married to your wife by next September. If for some reason you guys are not together, then you have a lifetime ban and you'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
Like Pete Rose and him?
I mean, I'm either Hank Aaron or Pete Rose. Either he's a first time, fifth time Hall of Fame submission, or he's a lifetime ban. Do you want to take that bet?
Lock it in, Lum. Write it down, Lummy. Okay, I'll take that bet.
So here's the law. As of Thursday, let me put it in your little trapper keeper. As of Thursday, October 20th, 2022. Hootie, better known as Jared, real name Jared, married to Stacy. If him and her are still happily married by September 15th of next year, 2023, then Hootie will be a locked-in Hall of Fame inductee for the class of 2023. If for some reason they are not together, living together, they're separated, not even divorced, just separated and not doing well, then Hootie loses the bet, and he has a lifetime ban on the Hall of Fame. He's never allowed in. Doesn't mean he can't get his ring. He's just never going to be a Hall of Famer. He's Pete Rose, basically.
Yeah, Hootie Rose.
Hootie Rose.
I'll take it.
You're taking that bet?
Yep.
All right, and then also, I need your wife on the air within the next 30 days.
November 20th.
I'll do a job in the middle for you, kid. All right, buddy?
All right, man.
See you later, Hootie.
I hope you're sticking with it, Hootie.
Hey, Hootie, honest to God,
she sticks with you.
We want it to work because one, we love her.
I'm talking about the not drinking, but whatever.
I love you, Stacy. Because I said I love you guys, but I love you, Stacy, more than I love them. But I also, you know, love you guys.
Some of the problem is she feels you love the show more than you love her, don't you? Isn't it?
Sometimes.
Blitz, you know what, Blitz? That's kind of the 800-pound gorilla that we've not got at. The problem is in itself is that she feels he loves the show more than he loves her.
Well, I'm not going to say more than I love her, but she doesn't understand how you can be so involved with a radio show. And, you know, I don't know. She just doesn't
understand how somebody could be so enthralled with some stupid radio show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And does she think that we suck?
No, she laughs a lot. I mean, but like, it's like every morning we get up from
big time.
Yeah,
you know, like it plays all morning while we're getting the kids ready for school and all that. And
she's just kind of
as
it should, but she's bubbed out, isn't she?
No. She loves you guys. She, like I said, the only time she's ever gotten upset is when I called and was kind of set up, made the thing. The first time I called about the scalloping trip thing, and that's what really upset
her. You mean
what
upset her is when you were trying to pick up a Hooters girl?
Let's not repeat that. We know what the...
Then it even makes her madder when you call in and air all this dirty laundry on the show that she hates.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. I got it. I mean, it takes a while to weed through all this nonsense, but I think I got it.
but
otherwise she still loves you guys, right? We've heard enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make the pumpkin patch because soccer ran late Saturday, but yeah. I wanted to be at the pumpkin patch too. But anyway, well, I love you, Stacey.
Hootie, what better way to help repair the you and Stacey relationship is to bring her in on a $1.99 like you used to. Or does she not like?
I was going to say I was cut off for a long time from
those.
Doesn't
mean she is.
If I'm sober, Hootie, I mean maybe I can come back .
But you can't come back without her. Like you just can't come in solo because we're a bad influence on you. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah.
All right, Hootie. This has gone too long. But we keep, yeah. look. You know what? We will. It will be probably a very lengthy and then cut up into various shorts video on our YouTube. You might want to see it. The clickbait will be phenomenal. You know, drunken man almost loses wife. Hootie's on pills again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use this for a best of, too, when we're on vacation.
Can we put some good titles and the good parts in there, too, not chop it up, make me look like an eight, you know.
You already know the answer to that, don't you, Hootie?
Yeah, man, go ahead and chop it up.
All right, see you later, buddy.
Bubba Radio Network will return after this.
He is such a fuck up, he can't even help himself.
He called in with good news.
Yeah, he called in with good news and we just ruined it.